Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. May the force be with you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're hanging out with me. We're going to do our best to make it worth your while. And one of the ways we do that is by bringing really smart people to join me on the show. And we got that in spades right now with our good friend Ray Keating. Ray is a almost 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. He's the author of many books, many leather-bound books, including Chuck versus the Business World, including all the whole Pastor Stephen Grant novel series, and other publications. And he's our good friend Ray Keating. Welcome back to the show.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Oh, glad to be here as always.
You know, Ray, one of the things you've been working a lot along on recently is the whole energy issue. The big picture on energy, and this is an area that ought to be it should be something that America can really dominate. We're in a position to really dominate the world and use to our advantage on many levels, economically, geopolitically. But we seem to be, it's almost like we're, coming out of Washington, it's almost like we're ashamed of this capability. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah, there's two stories here. There's the story of what's going on in the private sector, the innovation, the investment.
The discovery.
The discovery, right. I mean, when you look at the changes on the technology front in terms of hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling, all those things that we expect from the private sector are actually happening right now in the energy area. So we've gone from assuming that we're going to be importing energy,
right? From being ashamed that we're having to import so much. I mean,
right.
I remember that. I remember being ashamed that we were having to bring so much Middle Eastern oil in. Right? That was a justified shame, wasn't it?
And that was the assumption. Right. That was the assumption going forward forever. And now the dramatic change in the marketplace in just the last few years has completely reversed the situation. We're actually the world's largest energy producer in terms of petroleum and natural gas now. So when you look at just a few years, we're looking to be net exporters of natural gas and potentially net exporter of oil. So there's a lot going on here that's positive. But as you said, the problems come out of Washington. In terms of them being ashamed, if you will, as you put it, of this wonderful resource that we've tapped into, and this growth that's going on in the energy arena. Remember, you know, we did a report last year that showed that, you know, while the overall economy has suffered so badly over the last several years, as we all know, you know, jobs down, the number of businesses down. Well, guess what? The energy sector, the number of jobs has been up, and the number of new businesses, business creation has been up, including among small businesses.
Have you been to Texas lately?
Yeah, look at North Dakota, right? Go down the list, Oklahoma.
Exactly.
There's a Louisiana. There's a great story here, and there's just so much going on in the energy front, but we just have to make sure that Washington doesn't screw it up.
Boy, if you could come up with that formula, you wouldn't have to work another day in your life, because that's redundant.
How many times have I said that?
Holy mackerel!
Everything I've worked on in my life.
That's right. That's right. Well, no, seriously though, folks, we have an amazing ability to strategically not just in terms of sheer options, coal, natural gas, crude oil, et cetera, and hey Ray, let's throw in the renewables. We got plenty of renewable. We can grow stuff here. We got lots of shoreline. We got lots of wind. We got lots of sun. We could have the whole basket of energy that we could be focusing on. that we could be doing to and including phasing out carbon over the next 20, 30 years, phasing in the renewables. America does not have an energy strategy. We never have had, and in my opinion, Ray, that's one of the major indictments of the people that we call leaders in Washington, D.C. What do you think?
Well, yes and no. I don't think why the last thing we need from Washington is a plan. Actually, I would argue that we've had a plan for the last several decades, and it hasn't worked. I'm very much in all of the above in terms of energy,
yeah.
But it's got to be market driven. You can't.
Well, no, I agree with that. Part of the plan would be technology transfer. But how about part
of
the plan?
Get government out of the way, Jim.
Part of the plan is we get government out of the way. You took the words out of my mouth. I agree with you. 20 till right back with the recalcitrant, Ray Keating, right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.